It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. President Obama speaks today at the National Archives. He's discussing what to do with terror detainees, and he's doing it in a high-ceiling chamber that holds precious national documents, which means that the president will have the Constitution at his back, and politically speaking, the roof may be falling on his head. The president wants to close a prison camp at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. It is not clear where the detainees would go instead. And yesterday, the Senate voted to block the transfer of any detainees to the United States. This morning, we'll visit the prison camp at the center of the debate. Our guide is NPR's Jackie Northam.
From all outward appearances, there's the same sense of security, same purpose of mission there's always been amongst the military guards at the Guantanamo Bay prison camp. There's certainly the same amount of activity outside the main gates of Camp Delta, the hub of the Guantanamo detention facility. Behind its high, razor-wired walls are several different detention facilities, which at one point held nearly 800 prisoners. Now, only a fraction of that number remain.
This is Camp 4, our medium security. This is the highly compliant camp.
Several detainees wearing long beards and white jumpsuits mill about the grounds of Camp 4. A senior guard, who like all the other guards here, asked not to be identified for security reasons, wouldn't say how many detainees are held at any one of the detention centers. But he did say prisoners in this camp are allowed to stay outside their cells for up to 20 hours a day, except in the summer months when the heat of the Caribbean becomes too much.
As you can see, they've got basketball courts, they've got a soccer field. They have planters that they actually plant vegetables in. Actually, they just harvested a lot of tomatoes recently.
There are also art classes, English lessons, and phone calls home for the detainees. This is part of a good news story that the Pentagon still likes to project to visitors. But what visiting journalists really want to know is what's going to happen after the Guantanamo prison camp closes. The guard says that's what the detainees also ask.
They ask daily. And believe it or not, they ask daily whether or not it's going to be closed, where they're going. You know, a lot of them have been here for 7, 8 years. So I think they kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel, and they're thinking, you know, man, I want to get out of here.
There have been questions and controversy about what ultimately to do with the prisoners since they first started arriving at Guantanamo in January 2002. At that time, they were held at this temporary facility. The first detainees who were brought to Guantanamo in early 2002 were placed here in Camp X-Ray. The cells are made of chain-link fence. The floors are concrete. About 300 detainees remained here for 4 months while the other detention camps at Guantanamo Bay were being built. Camp X-Ray closed when larger facilities were built at Guantanamo. Now the empty cells and buildings are overrun with high weeds. But Camp X-Ray will not be torn down, officials say, because it could be used as evidence in any future legal case. A military guard now shows a group of visitors around the abandoned camp.
These are interrogation rooms that when they brought the detainees to, when they wanted information, this is where they would bring them to. That is the bench that they actually sat on.
There have long been accusations that Guantanamo prisoners were subject to harsh interrogation tactics in the past. But it appears the whole concept of interrogations has shifted dramatically. First of all, officials here prefer not to call them interrogations anymore, according to this guard.
We don't do any interrogations, ma'am. They're interviews. Yes, ma'am.
Whatever they call them, interrogations, interviews, they're now voluntary. Intelligence officials at Guantanamo say they will not physically compel a prisoner to attend an interrogation session in order to avoid unnecessary risk of injury to the guards, detainees, or others. One intelligence officer said, "What's the use of hauling a prisoner into an interrogation if he's just going to sit and stare at the floor?" If a detainee does feel like talking, he can put in a request. Otherwise, there's an opportunity every week for detainees to talk, says the detention camp commander, Rear Admiral David Thomas.
There are scheduled events the detainees can choose to come or not come. I would characterize them more as a strategic debrief or a conversation, information sharing. So they're voluntary. The detainees can go or not go.
Thomas says as many as 90 prisoners have volunteered. There have been a lot of changes at Guantanamo since the first terror suspects arrived. The detention camp went from a few rudimentary cells in the early days to the state-of-the-art prisons that now exist. If everything goes according to plan, the detention facilities at Guantanamo will be closed within 8 months. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
Of course, the big question remains where those detainees would go. And we do know a little more this morning about what will happen to one detainee. An administration official says one Al-Qaeda suspect at Guantanamo will be sent to New York for trial. He was indicted for his alleged role in bombing U.S. embassies in Africa in 1998. So that is the situation as President Obama speaks today at the National Archives. And for some analysis of that speech and a competing speech, NPR's Juan Williams is with us this morning. Juan, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What are White House officials telling you about today's speech?
Well, they say they want the message to be that the president is transcending politics on national security. So the idea is that he will present himself as an intellect wrestling with a difficult problem. His goal will be to come across as a reasoned, trustworthy moderator for a national debate on how a nation of laws, you know, going back to that setting at the National Archives that you described, on how a nation of laws can set a framework or a range of options for dealing with terrorists that Americans can agree to before any crisis erupts, can agree to that should be available for all future presidents. So what you'll get today is no specifics, no more deadlines, no prescriptions, but the sense that there's a need for a national consensus and that he's wrestling with the issue.
Unfortunately for the president, Juan, it seems there's a national consensus on what people don't want. The Senate voted 90-6 yesterday to say they do not want detainees to go to the United States if they go from Guantanamo to anywhere.
Right, because the Senate Democrats, they don't doubt President Obama's clout, his popularity, but they're worried about themselves, and they're worried about possible Republican ads that say they've agreed to release terrorists in the United States. You know, in the House already, Republicans have introduced a bill, this was 2 weeks ago, Steve, that was pointedly titled Keeping Terrorists Out of the USA. So the Democrats are protecting themselves and keeping their votes away from the White House for now, waiting for President Obama to offer some specifics that won't come today, but sometime down the road. For dealing with the 240 or so detainees still at Guantanamo Bay before they make any decisions about their own political, putting themselves at some political risk by backing the president.
Any chance this camp could just remain open as some Republicans now want?
Well, you know what? I think that there's a chance that the deadline that the president set will be undone. Yesterday I was talking to one White House official who used language like unwinding some of the decisions that have been made maybe hastily. So for the moment, you know, the White House and President Obama, I think, know they've lost control of this conversation because they've opened lines of attack for conservatives, meanwhile just setting off alarms within their own party.
Well, Juan, let me just ask you, when you talk about losing control of the conversation, the president is not the only person giving a speech today. At something close to the same time, Vice President Dick Cheney will be speaking in Washington on very similar issues, but with a very different viewpoint.
Absolutely. Because what you get is Vice President Cheney at the conservative American Enterprise Institute reiterating that his position that the U.S. is more vulnerable to terror because of decisions that the president has made on release of memos about detainees, you know, even the decision, initial decision, since reversed on releasing photographs.
Juan, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.
That's NPR News analyst Juan Williams talking with us on This Morning when President Obama and former Vice President Dick Cheney will both speak on the issue of detainees and national security.